Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hi everyone, it's Sharon,
it's Tammy,
and it's Beatrice, and welcome to another episode of the Uncut Podcast.
Period.
For those of you who might have, I don't know where the heck you've been, whether you've not been on socials, whether you missed our first episode, but this is the second episode of us relaunching slash launching our baby, the Uncut Podcast. We've said bye-bye to BTS. If you're wondering, hey, I thought you guys were BTS podcast, where the heck have you gone? We changed our name now. So welcome to the Uncut Podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed the first episode. If you guys want to know why we changed our name and everything like that, go ahead and go back to watch the episode that we dropped last week, Monday. And if you aren't aware, because maybe you might have missed that episode, we don't only just drop episodes on the Monday, but we now have episodes dropping on Wednesday on Patreon for our real lovers, our real supporters. So yeah, make sure you guys go ahead over to Patreon, find us there, the Uncut Podcast, and just give us a mere £3.99. And you guys will see, first of all,
a month.
£3.99 a month. Yeah, a month. And £3.99 a month. But you guys will see we have uploaded some previous content, good, like four good episodes. You would have seen literally like five now by this time. So yeah, make sure you guys head over there and catch up, because boy, there's going to be some real good tea on Patreon.
Cool. Yeah, also, make sure you guys are subscribed to our YouTube channel.
Yep.
We are almost at 70,000 subscribers. Who knows? We might have already hit it.
Yeah.
I don't know yet. I can't see the future. So make sure you're subscribed to our YouTube channel. That is the Uncut Podcast. And also make sure you click that notification bell so you can keep up to date with all of our activity and all of our content so you don't miss a thing. Also, make sure you are following us across all of our socials. That is Instagram. That is Twitter slash X. That is Snapchat. And that is TikTok. We are all active on all those platforms. Mm-hmm. So make sure you are following us on all of there as well. And if you are listening on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, make sure you are giving us a five-star review. Because we do not take 4, 3, 2, 1. We only take 5 stars. That's so make sure you leave us a 5-star rating. And if you're on Spotify, they're going to ask you, what do you think about this episode? Well, even though it's the start, you can still say, we're loving the podcast. We're loving this show. Mm-hmm. And also make sure you are answering the poll on Spotify as well. It's going to ask you something about the episode, and just let's hear your opinions. Let's engage. Let's see what's going on.
Yeah.
This might be a podcast, but it's really a conversation.
Yeah.
I want to know what you guys are thinking, what you guys are feeling. Mm-hmm. But yeah, make sure you're doing all those things so we can keep the lights on.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Damn right. Cool. So I am going to, like I said before in the previous episode, this new name isn't just coming with small queer, queer, black card and pink logo, okay? There is more to this stuff, because I am so excited to announce.
Come on, girl.
I'm so excited to announce for our people that have been riding with us, asking us, when are we going to see you guys? When are we going to see you guys?
When are we going to touch you? When are we going to spit on you?
Okay.
They never asked us.
They never asked us that, boy.
My DMs, yeah.
Next. But yes, guys, we are happy to announce that we have our first official live show happening.
Clap. Woo. Clap. You people are not clapping.
Yeah, I see you, man. You're standing there.
You're not clapping. Literally. Okay, you're not clapping.
I'm crying, but this is going to be our first live event of the year. We are super, super excited, super grateful to have
our first
this opportunity.
Live show ever.
Literally ever.
The year, ever.
Obviously, because we've done a little bit of an opening. Some people are like,
no, that wasn't us, man.
That wasn't us, man.
That we just did a pre
something. Little something. Do you know what I mean?
That was 5 minutes on the stage.
I'm crying. But yeah, now we are going to have our first live event of the year, and it will be taking place on Tuesday, the 21st of May.
2024.
Guy, it's lurking, it's round the corner. We didn't say we're gonna leave you hanging for months. This is a matter of weeks.
This is not Usher, boy.
This is not no Usher.
Fam.
No, it's facts, man. But yeah, guys, it's gonna be a good, good show. The doors are gonna likely open around 7 p.m. So it's gonna be after work for our people that are working it up in the city. So you can definitely come down and see us. But yeah, it's going to be a good one. It's going to be intimate. You're going to be basically touching us, like Tammy said. You're going to be face to face with us. But it's going to be such a good one. We're super excited. I know we're going to have some good topics, good dilemmas, good segments ready to talk with you guys. It's going to be worth it. So,
and it's going to be taking place at Islington Assembly Hall, in London. Don't worry, guys. The people that live outside of the UK will come for you at some point
soon. Do you know what? I just have a feeling that someone will just fly down.
Don't kill me.
Someone will just fly down and surprise us and give us accent.
I'm crying. Not give us
that
accent.
That would be amazing. Yeah. We can't wait to meet you guys in person.
Yeah.
It's like nice to obviously speak to you guys on like socials and stuff. But we cannot wait to see you guys, to hug you guys, to be in the flesh. But yeah, make sure you get your tickets. Obviously, if you're on Patreon, you're getting early access. Tickets are available right now.
Yep.
So you can pick up your tickets straight away. And then for everyone else, general release is taking place on Wednesday of this week.
Yeah, so like the girl said, we are having our first ever live show. It is being hosted by The Podcast Show, which is the podcast event to be in if you're not there, are you square?
No, facts. You're a triangle, bruv.
Bro.
In fact, you're a circle, bruv.
In fact. So make sure you guys get your tickets. Come out, support us, see what we're doing, what we do in this small room here. Come and see us on the stage. This is a way to interact. We love seeing people. We love, like we said, touching, hugging. COVID is over.
Kissing and love.
Please, oh.
Just kidding.
But the tickets, actually, the ticket link will be in the description box.
Yes.
But if you're not on Patreon, you won't be able to access it.
Until Wednesday.
Oh. But yeah, like we said, if you want early access, please head over there. Please head over on to Patreon, pay your $3.99 a month, and, you know, get the tickets. And yeah.
Yeah, man.
We'll see you guys on the 21st of May.
Yeah. Yes. Woo.
Cool. Sorry, what's next?
It's gonna say, how are you? How's your week?
How was your week?
My week was fine.
Mm-hmm.
We are heading, the three of us plus our friends as well. We're heading to Marbella.
But we would have been back by the time.
Yeah. We'd been back by the time, but as of today, we're heading next week. So just been prepping for that. I have so much work to do before I can even see any kind of airport.
It's a lot. It's a lot, man.
But yeah, my week has been okay. What about you?
My week has been tiring. I went into work like 2 days in a row. The first day, I didn't actually have to go in, which is annoying. You know when you go in and you're just like, I actually don't need to be here. But I don't know. It was a nice... The weather was good. So it didn't make it like that bad. It started getting light at 6 p.m. So
yeah.
It's always nice to not have to walk home in the dark. Yeah, I'm still recovering. I'm still a bit ill. But other than that, yeah. Right.
Nice.
What about you?
I can't remember this week, chat, but I'm alive. That's all I can say. I don't know. I think it's just one of them. One of them normal weeks, chat. We keep on pushing. We keep on grinding. Subscribe to Patreon and... You know what I mean? Maybe I'll be feeling a little bit better.
This girl, she's not serious, man.
It's facts.
She's not serious.
It's facts.
Anyway, guys, we're now on to Hot Gist. So Hot Gist is a new segment, newish segment, where we just kind of just talk about anything that we've seen on Twitter, on social media, or anything like that. So I saw this question, yeah, and I just want to, I just want to hear you guys' answer. You're offered... Let me put this in pounds. £100 million.
£100 million. I'm taking it.
I was going to say, there's very few things I can't do for £100 million.
Okay, wait. You're offered £100 million to watch your whole life on TV with your entire family. Will you do it?
When you say whole?
Your whole life. Day by day.
Which of the whole,
I'm doing it, man.
You do it?
I'm doing it, man. We've all.
Yeah, they'll forgive me, Jerry.
When I slapped them, we were 20 mil, man.
20? Yeah, each. They can have five, man.
20 each. You're left with 20 for yourself there. Or 40
you
said for yourself.
You can't.
It's true. It's true. I'm not. They're not getting 20, but I will ask for forgiveness.
Okay.
I'm joking.
Yeah, I was just thinking, like,
would you?
Your whole life. No.
You wasn't.
For £100 million.
Ew. My whole life.
God already knows it anyway.
Yeah, literally, bro. It's only just like a joke.
I already prayed and asked for forgiveness. Yeah, he's forgiven me. He died on the cross. Easter is coming.
100 mil is a lot.
And 100 mil, y'all can do this podcast on your own.
What?
See you.
No, facts. 100 mil is a lot.
100 mil.
Life. Yeah, man, I'll do that for sure.
Please, my immediate family.
Just hoping my parents will fall asleep in.
My parents will fall asleep in the segment where I'm reading my books.
Legit. What was I gonna say? You just put a little bit of antihistamine in their tea.
You're sick. No, you're drugging your parents, child.
That's so funny. That's all I had, to be honest. I just wanted to hear what you guys were thinking. I just saw the question.
What were people saying? Or did you see?
Sorry, it was from I saw it on TikTok and I just screenshotted it.
Okay. So I actually saw something which is completely like not like gisty, but it was just something I saw on social clips. So I feel like you guys said when you went to the viewing, you saw bricks with tips, right?
Yeah.
So for people who don't know,
one sec. You know the lady that said that she had to park her car because she was laughing so much.
Oh yeah.
So if you don't know, Bricks and Tips, they have a social like account and following on Instagram because they basically like educate
and
people.
YouTube.
Yeah, they haven't posted in the wild over YouTube. Okay. I could be wrong. But I think it's Tayo and Antoinette, that's their name. They're a couple. And they run a social account which basically like educates people on like how to get onto the property ladder, finances, all that sort of thing. And I've been following them for time. So for me, same. I actually used a lot of their tips. to even get like on the property ladder myself. So I thought, they're proper good. I want to big them up. But there's this show on TikTok. It's a podcast. I think it's called like It Can't Come Out. But you used to see their clips where it was like the one where you see like I don't want to say who was on the show, but where there's like a red sofa and there was a guy and he was talking about his time in jail. You guys know who exactly I'm talking about. Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. I think so.
Yeah. Anyway, he has a podcast that he like just puts a lot of social clips on. I've not actually watched the full podcast. Anyway.
As in the guy that actually has the podcast.
What? No, we don't know the guy. We had no one.
But you know, Yeah.
Cool. So, anyway, I was just like on my TikTok and I was crying because Tayo, who's from this Bricks and Tits, was a guest on the show.
Okay.
The clips were so funny. He was talking about, and people might not even find it funny, but I just was like, this is hilarious. So he was talking about like how he like work and how his environment is at work. And I think he used to work at JP Morgan, then he went to HSBC, all that sort of stuff, right? And basically he was like talking about imposter syndrome. Mm. And he was just talking about the fact that, like, you know, everyone talks about imposter syndrome and, you know, he also, like, didn't really know what he was doing and stuff. And, like, mm-hmm. he was also doubt himself. But he was like, bro, let me not even lie to you. I was an imposter because I did not know anything. Every single time someone would ask me a question, I'll just go and message someone else like, how do you do this thing?
No.
How do you do that thing? He was like, nah, guys, I was an actual imposter. But the one that killed me the most, yeah. Oh my God. So he said this situation where he was like in his team and basically like he followed someone from a previous job in like into a new company. Mm-hmm. And then that person got promoted and he ended up taking that person's job. That person was like quite senior in the team. So he was basically like quite senior very quickly when he got into the company. But anyway, so like I said, he's basically like, I'm an imposter. I don't even know what the heck I'm doing. Like I'm just basically like.
Again?
Senior. Yeah. Oh. But then he was like, but however, there was one opportunity that he saw, which was the data they were using in the company was not like organized properly. And they were like, having a lot of reports that didn't like, it wasn't really like clear in terms of having like the right graphs. Like, you know, when you have a dashboard,
yeah.
you want to see graphs to see like trends and stuff rather than looking at like tables.
Yeah.
So he was basically like, oh, I can do something here. He was like, bro, the only formula that he used in that whole thing was VLOOKUP. And he created something, right? And he gave it to this person that's above him.
Yeah.
That person ended up taking it into like direct senior meetings in America.
Really?
And all that sort of thing. And like people were just like, ah. But then the people that what he was presenting to was asking him questions about the dashboard that he didn't know about. So he was like, I need to bring Tayo with me so that he can answer the questions on this dashboard. Mm. He was like, that's how he ended up being in meetings with people that he had no business being in the meeting with them. But he was like, it was a simple V lookup and one mm-hmm. pivot table that he set up.
Another one. Hey, basically saving lives,
man. Nah, boy. But that basically enabled him to get into the room. And he's like, now, like, those senior people call him by name. Like, people were just so shocked that, like, he had, like, such a big impact. He was like, mm-hmm. it's so crazy how, like, with work and stuff, like, yes, you'd be an impossible, but just be one small task that like, you would do that. Some yeah, people would just be like, oh, my God, blah, 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 blah. But anyway, that episode, you guys should go and watch it. It might not sound funny, but it was so, so...
It might not sound funny. After she's just explained it for, like, 5 minutes.
No, but it might not sound funny, but the episode was so good. And he gave such good tips as well about him like starting up his company and him and his wife working together and the dynamics of building something big with your wife. It was really, really good. So I'll definitely check, I definitely want to advise people to go and check it out because
yeah. Some of the like things that have the most impact are literally the smallest things.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
stuff like that, just no, like I'm sure somebody could have done it, but yeah. just no one had the time to sit time. There and yeah. sort through the data
yeah.
and make it like easier to digest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so people actually appreciate, especially in this case where you don't know what you're doing, at least do what you know you can do.
Yeah, facts,
you
know what I mean? Facts, exactly.
That's jokes.
Yeah, for real.
Hi, imposter syndrome chair.
Bro, he's like, I was an actual imposter fam.
Nah. You know the ones where this ain't no syndrome.
Yeah, you I'm the imposter. I have no business being in this role. Hey. You know, I don't know how people feel so confident to like. Obviously, you can like exaggerate on your CV rather than saying you led when you were just there participating. You say you led. Okay. Yeah. But at least you know what was going on, so you can still talk about it.
Yeah.
When people start lying about, I've got this coding experience, I know how to speak several languages.
Somebody said one time, yeah, that he put on his CV, you know, at the bottom, yeah, where you just talk about your skills and hobbies. He said that he can play grade 8 piano. Then there must have been one offsite, yeah, there was a grand piano. How could this manage?
Sorry, I just remembered. Give us the truth.
His manager told him to play. He said he went to his car, yeah, started YouTubing quickest and least painful way to break your fingers.
Break your fingers?
Yeah. So he could go back and be like, sorry, my fingers are broken. Are you joking?
That is so...
Nah, please.
Oi, that is hilarious.
Guy didn't even have grade 1.
What?
Oh.
I know what's so funny. In my workplace, yeah, like they actually value languages a lot. Like, I'm telling you.
Yeah, same actually.
If you can speak a language, they're working. I feel sorry for those people because they'd be working them extra hard to digest all content that comes in, to translate, you know, documents, all that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I I'm just thinking, imagine if someone just lied. Yeah, I understand French.
Mandarin,
I don't know who's stretching it that far.
Bro.
But yeah, I'm crying. But yeah, I can just imagine someone coming to me saying, hey, you mentioned you do French. Can you translate this?
Eh?
Me, I'm going straight to GBT, bruv.
Legit. I've been Googling stuff at work though that I don't know the answer.
Obviously.
Bro, ChatGPT is actually my friend.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, I use
Google ChatGPT.
I probably use that like every hour.
Every hour?
Yeah.
Okay. I use it every day for sure.
100%.
I use it all the time.
I even use it when
A plugin, don't you?
Yeah, I have a plugin. But also, like, for example, if I want to just write an email, I just write an email for me, like, and tell it what we need to do.
I literally do it. I use it so often.
So often, man.
It's even like things I don't know, like I will ask ChatGPT instead of Google.
It will explain.
Yeah, it will explain each individual thing and then create a summary and then tell you the differences between the two things.
Yeah, man, it's lit.
I need to start using it more. Yeah. I think I've only used it twice.
No, I use it for sure. Like any small task as well. Like, I don't even log in anymore.
It's already there.
Yeah, it saves time. Like I said, like drafting an email response, if you just don't want to think about how to phrase it, you know how sometimes your head would just be...
I do that all the time. I literally just write it as I think it.
Yeah,
and
then just make it.
And make it sound better.
Yeah. Exactly. It's lit, man.
Nah, yeah,
I would definitely be using
it to her. Don't be working yourself too hard.
No, honestly, that's how other people... That's what I'm trying to say. Other people be using that and be excelling, so...
Yeah, and they'll be pretending like it was their own.
Yes. Yeah, man.
AI is scary, I can't lie.
I'm crying. AI is the future, baby.
Anyways, on to the dilemma. Basically, this dilemma was sent... I wouldn't say out of... Basically, we put something on our story a while ago and she must have replied and said that her ex still... Her current boyfriend... I don't know if it was her current boyfriend or her ex.
Has her emails or something?
No. Like, he's still... her boyfriend still has pictures of his ex
on his Instagram.
Mm. So I was like, oh my God, like how? And then she then went on to send a dilemma in the DMs.
Mm.
So cool. My boyfriend and I initially met on a dating app 2 years ago. We hit it off immediately and very quickly entered a honeymoon phase from the jump. After a few months, he suddenly broke it off, telling me that he's not ready for a relationship. I was shocked and completely caught off guard. After some time, we remained friends and began hanging out pretty frequently. Though this hurt me, I felt at the time that having him in my life in some capacity was better than not at all. So I continued to be his friends, even though my feelings never went away.
Error number one.
Exactly. Around a year into this friendship, we began hooking up here and there.
And that's why some female friends are dodgy.
They weren't even friends in the beginning.
That's how I'd be disguising it as someone else.
Yeah, we began hooking up here and there. Hanging out one-on-one and all of it just seemed pretty much the same as when we were dating in the beginning. I began to feel very confused by these mixed signals as we were seeing each other very often. Mm. He was texting me every day, but then would also be seeing other girls and I would see notifications from dating apps come up on his phone when we were together.
Those aren't mixed signals, by the way.
Are they not?
No. Like, if you've already set pace in the beginning and you guys know what it is, where it's like, let's just be friends, and then all of a sudden, like, you're like, oh, still, like, what's it, like, getting together every now and then and, like, speaking and stuff, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're seeing each other unless you've had a conversation. Because if the only conversation he's had with you is to break things off, in my view, it's not mixed signals if he continues to talk to other people, even if you guys are getting together, because you would need to have another conversation to reinstate what was there before, in my view.
First. So seeing notifications from dating apps coming up on his phone when we were together. Again, I held it in and buried my feelings and only letting it out to my close friends who constantly told me to forget him and move on. But I couldn't move on because I knew he was the one I wanted to be with. Eventually, 2 years down the line, I asked him once again what...
2 years? That's when she's starting. That's when she now decided to ask.
I think they had 1 year of friendship and then maybe another year. So 2 years after they'd initially broken up.
Okay, carry on.
So yeah, eventually 2 years down the line, I asked him once again what this was and where it was going. He told me that everything seems perfect about me. My looks, my personalities, my interests, my compatibility with his family and friends, etc. But something just doesn't feel right about us being together. And that does, and that he doesn't see himself dating me. I was absolutely devastated and finally stood up for myself and cut it off with him completely. After a few months, we ran into each other at a gallery opening and he was completely beside himself and in his own head. He asked me to meet him on a later date and confess that he was wrong and he could not be without me. I took him back and we have been dating ever since. Though, in my opinion, we had been in a relationship for the past 2 years, he just couldn't admit it to me himself. Now we are officially together, but he still never posts me on his page. And obviously, I think he still has his ex on his page. And sometimes only on his story. And when I told him that I love him, he told me he just doesn't know yet. And it takes time to decide if he loves me because we are still in the evaluation phase of our relationship.
Evaluation phase. Hey, if that guy can't say he loves you after 2 years of friendship.
Bro, I'm starting to regret my decision to take him back and also feeling like I let myself down after finally standing up for myself. I can't help how I feel and I will always feel for him, but I think I deserve better.
I would agree with that.
Mm. I think she answered her own dilemma there.
She did.
Sis, you deserve better. Mm. First of all, the first red flag was when you even messaged saying, my boyfriend still has pictures of his ex on his Instagram page.
Mm.
What?
Mm.
Remove. Mm. Especially, it's different if they're not together. Like, you guys are... It's different if the people that were in the relationship are not with another person. But if you're with another person and your ex is still on your page...
Yeah, it's weird.
It's weird.
Mm.
Secondly... All this up and down, top and turn, 1 minute together, 1 minute friendship, hooking up here or there. Like, you already know the answer to this dilemma.
Mm.
After 2 years, you're still in evaluation phase.
Did she say how old she is?
No, she didn't.
Okay.
But judging by her Instagram, she seems quite long, like in her
20s. Mm. Like young, to early 20s?
Like, maybe like mid, mid 20s. Okay. Mm. Yeah, I don't know. I think... You definitely need to abort mission on this one.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I would have agreed with your friends as well that said that you should have. I know that it's obviously these things are easier said than done.
Yeah.
But I definitely feel like when somebody tells you who, shows you who they are and tells you what they want, like believe them the first time.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to, bully isn't the right word, but like, bully him into giving you the answer that he wants, because then it's not the right, it's not the true answer. It's just what he knows you want to hear. Mm. That makes sense. Mm. Also, I would never like take, you know, like sometimes like if you've ended things with a guy and then he sees you after a long time and all of a sudden, oh, I miss you. It's a lie. It's a lie.
Yeah, you know you did.
No.
They're just infatuated with what just you look infatuation, like
them. And yeah. Also, it's just like a, They're just being reminded of like the times you guys had in the past. Like it's not got anything, in my view or in my experience anyway, it's not got anything to do with like, oh yeah, this is the one that I've always wanted and da 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 da. And also, I don't know, a part of me when I was listening to that dilemma thinks that he's probably still low-key like speaking to other people.
Definitely.
Because what do you mean evaluation phase?
Yeah, what are you evaluating me against?
What does that mean? That means you're not sure in your decision.
Yeah, you're not locked in.
Yeah, man. That guy's got a wandering eye, fam.
Mm. Bro.
Facts.
Anyway.
Bro, John said it all, child.
Yeah, can't lie. That's where we've
come. Me, Faggy, but if I start talking now, I won't stop.
Please talk.
Nah, I'm just saying the fact that it's basically what Sean said, like, please, I beg, this one is just,
yeah.
He's giving you all the signs, like, yeah. It's fine, yeah, don't beat yourself up about it. Sometimes we get lost in the sauce, child. But
yeah.
Just pack your load and go in.
Yeah.
And I think us as women, like, when we see someone that we like or we're in love with, we try to paint this picture that, oh, maybe one day he'll come around. Mm-hmm. I just need to wait it out. Ladies in waiting, he'll love me if I, you know, or like, once he's finished doing everything that he wants to do, eventually he'll still come back to me.
No.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, probably. But you shouldn't be someone's like...
Plan A, plan B, C, and D. Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
After he's done all what he wants to do and done this and done that, and now you're just there patiently waiting for him. I think we even said one time on one episode that women will be waiting, will sit outside on the porch waiting for, everybody will be passing by. Oh, what are you doing? Mm. Oh, I'm just here. Wait, you'll be in your rocking chair. Oh, I'm just here waiting for, you know, so-and-so to come back around.
Mm.
And life will just be passing you by. You said two years or that's how many years? Time. Like, that's a long time for someone to now come and say that you're in an evaluation stage.
What does that even mean?
Or phase. Mm. So phase, you know, phases, they're not forever.
Mm.
So after the evaluation phase is over, what's the next phase?
Nah.
Dumping phase.
Mm.
Crying phase. No, we've all been there.
And for him to say you're perfect, but something doesn't seem right about you being together.
There's something
he's just
off.
Trying to let you down lightly. Mm. Yeah. He doesn't believe what he's even saying himself. Yeah. Please.
He's still... Men do this thing where they still want you around, but they still want to, you know... They want one foot in and one foot out.
Mm.
Don't let that foot that he's... That he's stepping or wherever he is. Don't let you be under the foot. Mm. I hope you understand what I'm saying though. But yeah. Anyway, we're moving on to song of the week.
Yes, yes, yes.
As you guys know, we always do a song of the week. Well, it's not really song of the week. It's songs with a plural because we can never just seem to add one.
Mm.
This month is the month of hip-hop/rap. That could be UK rap. Mm. That could be US. Could be Sri Lankan rap. Whichever type of rap you want, we're adding it to this playlist.
Mm.
Girls, what are we adding to the playlist? Before they add, let me just say, the playlist is available on Spotify and Apple Music and also on YouTube because we know some people don't like to pay. But that money that you're even using, that you could be using for Spotify, come to Patreon and make sure you're spending that $3.99 on us.
Yeah,
anyway, facts. What are we adding to the playlist?
What do you want to add? You go.
You go first. I need to still think.
Okay, so last week I added my favorite track, the track that makes me cry, chow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to keep up with that sort of vibe, but not the crying vibe. I just mean, you know, the group of artists. So I'm going to do a little Wayne and Millie. I feel like that's a classic.
Classic.
That's one that just has to go in there. Like, there's no way you're talking about hip hop and you're not putting that hip hop and rap, you're not putting that track in the playlist. So that one's going in there. Another one I'm also going to add is 21 Questions, 50 Cent featuring Nate Dogg. You already know.
Yes.
That's a lit, lit.
Did you see
one.
Money Long's
version? Yeah, I did.
No,
yeah.
I haven't seen it. Is it new?
Is no, she just did it on like a show.
You know those radio
like,
shows?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I need to check it out.
And I'm just trying to think about the last one I want to add. I'm going to add, let me think. Sorry, guys. Let me think. Okay, I'll just do this one. Because, I'm just going to do Living It Up, Ja Rule featuring Case. Nice. Do I do? And am I going to be living it up? Say what I do. It's a tune, man. It's solid one. Go ahead, Shan.
I had one in my head and now I've forgotten it.
No rap from your favorite artist.
You go. Let me figure it out.
Cool. The first song I'm adding is The Block Europe, Bando in the Sat Nav.
Mm.
That's a really good song. I love that song. The other song I am adding is, where is it? Is Remy Ma Conceited.
Remy Ma.
I haven't heard that song in a while.
I'm conceited. To defend this. And I look too good to be wearing this.
Sorry, I do.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door.
Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Yeah. Oh, and the last song I'm going to add is The Game and 50 Cent, How We Do.
This is how we do.
We make a movie like a fool when we open the club. This is
how we do.
Nobody do it like we do it, so show us some love. Fresh like,
That's a good one, man.
Yeah, man. 50 Cent, please come back to the UK, even though you've done your last lap tour.
I'm crying, man.
Was that his last ever?
Yeah. Well, he's called it the last lap. So,
What a shame. I'm going to add Dave Stratton. One thing that you guys need to know about me, if you don't know already, is I love me some Dave.
She does, yeah.
And the reason I love Dave so much is because he's so articulate and meticulous with his use of language.
Like his wordplay.
Yeah, it's incredible. Like, it's so sick. Anyway, Stratton, from his album Psychodrama, which in my view is his best ever album. From that same album, I'm going to add Screwface Capital. And then I'm going to add, lastly, Love Me How by Potter Paper, which I love as well. And he had his first headline show yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I saw snaps.
Yes.
Looks good.
Got some UK rap for you guys there.
Yeah, man.
Yep. So, guys, those are all the songs that we are adding to our Song of the Week playlist, which is, like I said before, is available on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube. All the links of these will be in the description box.
Oh,
so like I said in the last episode, this podcast is now doing new segments. What did I say?
New segments.
Sorry, I don't think the people here are listening. What did I say?
New segments.
What did I say?
New segments.
Cool. So the first new segment of this episode is going to be called The Beauty Corner. What did I say?
The Beauty Corner.
You people won't listen now. When they now say they're sponsoring Beauty Corner, will you not be shouting Beauty Corner?
Amen.
So which segment is this called?
The Beauty Corner.
This guy is not there.
You are not
sharp.
You're not sharp.
Get off the stage.
Sing good praise or get off the altar.
Get off the altar. But yeah, this section is called The Beauty Corner, and this is where we discuss all things beauty, health, well-being, anything that makes us feel good. And we're going to just be, you know, introducing anything that we think is good that we want to bring to the spotlight. And I think Sharon is the first person that's going to be talking on the Beauty Corner. Yay! Give it up for Sharon!
I just wanted to say that this week, I obviously, like I said at the start, I'm preparing for Marbella, which we will be going to next week. By God's grace. Yeah. And obviously, you know, part of this holiday stuff as a lady, you have to be doing your beauty prep.
Yes.
And I haven't had laser for time. I don't know if you guys are the same, but like, I always forget to do it. Not forget, but then I keep putting it off and I'm like, I'll do it later. And then I'll be like, I'm going on holiday and I haven't done it.
Yeah.
I hadn't done it in like almost a year. But it wasn't bothering me because the hair wasn't growing very much. I had laser again on, I think it was Wednesday. My whole body.
How long does that take? Because
very quick.
I know when I go for my laser and the lady is like, oh, I've got a full body laser. I think it's like an hour.
Yeah. So I had already done my face the week before.
Okay.
So this one was just basically the rest of my body and it took, just over an hour.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's like, it's quite a long time, but it's not that long. When you think about the fact that like I'm doing all my legs, my arms, like everything.
I think it's because I also do laser, but I only do
your face now.
My face and my armpits now.
Okay. Is that all you do?
Yeah, and then I did my chest. My chest was like, it was like two hairs. I was like, zap it.
I get nervous about that now, you know.
Why?
Because I just feel like it might stimulate growth in other areas if they do it outside of the localized spot that has the hair.
I haven't had any
regrowth,
any problems but
that's what I want to talk about. Laser, I just love it, honestly. Pulse Light Clinic, shout them out every single time. They're so good. Because the other thing as well with laser is that when I was researching like where to go, a lot of people were saying that there's certain lasers that don't work the best on dark skin.
Yeah.
But Pulse Light, yeah, I can definitely attest to that. They have some good layers. Now I'm feeling like just hairless like a dolphin. Oh, child. Mm.
Do you like, how much has the growth reduced?
Oh, significantly.
Like how, like before, how long were you, would you say shaving or waxing like between each time?
I can't really remember, but I probably should have been doing it. I wasn't doing it as often as I should. I probably should have been doing it like once a month or once like every 3 weeks or something.
Mm-hmm.
I have never, like the growth that I had back then before I even started laser, even after leaving it a year, it's not. It can't get to that level.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so good. Like also I do, like I said, I do my arms, and I know like a lot of like, when I said that to like some of my friends, they were like, oh, why are you doing your arms? Well, I don't know what it is about hair on my arms. Like I just like it when it's just not there.
I don't think I'd ever do like full body. Like I my arms are fine. It's just like just certain areas. So if anyone doesn't know, I have PCOS, and one of the symptoms of PCOS is hirsutism, which is like growth of hair, but like in places that are not like where women grow hair, basically. So like my face, like I said, my chest, like, or like where, like my legs, like obviously loads of women have like hair growth on their legs, but the way the hair be growing, I've said this before, I'll go into the shower, I've shaved my leg. By the time I've gotten ready, I'm going out.
Prickly.
Is already prickly. So laser has definitely helped me. And I've started doing laser like way before I even found out I had PCOS, because I remember when I went for like, you know, when you're going for like a patch test or whatever.
Yeah.
The lady that was doing mine, she was like, do you have PCOS? And I was like, What's that? Like, I'd heard about it before, but like, I just didn't know
what it was.
Like, what it was. She was like, oh, yeah, I think you should go to your GP to get it checked. So then I did like my blood test and everything, and then and I got my ovaries checked. Like,
I didn't know that's how you found out.
Yeah, you do like a.
Like, I didn't know that that's what led you to.
I think, so I did a blood test, and then I think they said that something was imbalanced, or like my hormones, they checked my hormones. It was imbalanced. So then I now got referred to a hospital, and then I did like an ultrasound, and then the one where they stick it up you, was that? Yeah, one of them. And then, yeah, they found like to do with my ovaries. So that's when I kind of knew I had that, and I had like, they started putting me on medication and all that stuff. But yeah, dealing with PCOS is, it's a lot. But laser definitely helped me with that. Like,
that's good.
I did have a lot of hair growth, especially like on my neck and my face. Like anyone that has PCOS or hirsutism will know, like, it's typically, let me speak for myself. Me as a woman, I don't want hair on my neck or my chin or my face. But laser has like helped me tremendously. Like, even though like I still get growth and stuff, like I'm like Shara, like I need to go back and start a session again. Cause I even think with like black hair, it's not like white hair where maybe they'll say you need, oh, you only need 6 sessions, when I think black hair is a lot more tougher and stuff. So definitely need more than 6. So I do need to go back. But it's kind of more like a top up than maybe more so like sessions between spanning across a year. But like I said, anyone that does have hirsutism will know that like it can be a bit embarrassing and all that stuff, ingrown hair. So I would encourage anyone who has it and wants to, you know, get rid of all the hair and stuff, do try laser. And I know it is expensive, and it is deemed as a luxury. But a lot of women are going through that. Like, just like on TikTok, I see so many women with hirsutism waxing their faces and things like that. Like, me personally, I don't want to see the, like, I don't have time for that. So I just chose the route of going to laser, which I have the privilege to do. But laser is quite expensive. So it is something that I know is a privilege that not everybody can have. But yeah, I would say that laser definitely, definitely helped me. Like I said before, this is a podcast of new segments.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. So now we're playing a game, and this game is called How Well Do You Know? Can the audience clap?
How well do you know?
Yes.
Oh, God. Woo! I hope this isn't general knowledge. I failed already.
So in the room today, we have Beatrice and Sharon. And one thing about Beatrice and Sharon, what they're going to do is holiday. And one place that they love to go, that they'll be shouting from morning to night, oh, I'm going to Dubai, DXB. Oh, up and down, I love Dubai. I'm moving here. I'm raising my family here. Everything is here. So since they're so well-versed about Dubai.
I don't know anything.
All I know is beach club and brunch.
I've got a few questions for them about Dubai. Seeing as they love it so much and they want to marry Dubai and everything's bad. Blah, blah, blah,
oh, gosh.
So, we have... Wait, let me get up my...
Oh, gosh.
I downloaded an app that is going to keep score.
Oh, gosh. I don't think
so, Beatrice is blue. Sharon is red. Mm. Currently, we're at 0-0. Got that here. So, like I said, this game is called How Well Do You Know? There are 15 points up for grabs. Who is going to get the highest score? Or who's going to get a score at all? Because
I doubt
if you're listening, their faces are priceless.
I doubt it, chair.
Cool. So, the first question. We're going to start off easy.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dubai. Is this multiple choice, sorry?
No.
Even worse. We're finished. No. We're fried.
Dubai is home of the tallest skyscraper in the world. What is the name of this building? And if you guys are listening, Beatrice and Sharon have iPads in front of their faces.
Is it going to be writing... the first person to answer as well? Because we're
Sorry, because I'm typing your writing.
And they're going to be answering the questions on their iPad, and then they're going to flip to me, and then I'm going to see who got it right. What did you
write? Burj Khalifa.
Burj Khalifa is the correct answer. Woo! 1 point for Sharon, 1 point for Beatrice. Yes. Question two. This question is a 2 point. Points.
Okay.
What is Dubai's population?
Ah.
And of this population, what percentage are native UAE residents?
Okay.
So the first question, what is Dubai's population? Then the second question, of this population, what is the percentage of native UAE residents? I might have to start putting the timer.
I actually have no idea.
Just guess. Population of Dubai, not UAE, Dubai.
Hmm.
And then percentage of UAE. Hold on. All right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, pens down. Beatrice, what do you have? What's your answer?
Beatrice said
put
3 million.
And what's the percent?
35%.
Sharon, what did you put?
I put 1.6 million and 30%.
Well, Beatrice gets 1 point because the population is actually 3 million.
Thank you.
Oh, that's good.
And then the population, the percentage that are UAE residents is 15%.
It's lower.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because you know.
So do I get a point?
No, you're too far.
I'm not exact.
Sorry,
I got it exact.
I got it exact.
You can't
be doing that. I was just asking a question, madam.
Next question.
Cool.
Wow, that's actually so low. That's how you...
What, 15% was gonna, of 3 million?
No,
15. I actually was going to put 10.
I was going to go lower, but I thought maybe... I don't know.
Yeah,
no, do you know what time has passed because now. You know now they don't really give out UAE like nationality. You just get like...
Yeah.
You don't get citizenship. You just get...
But even still, Dubai has a very large expat community. Yeah. So I was even thinking like maybe it is like... what did you say it was?
15.
I was going to even put 10, but then I just thought, nah, that's too small. But anyway.
Okay, cool. Question three.
Mm.
What days of the week are weekends in Dubai?
But since when though?
What days of the week?
As of this, as today, of now.
What are the days, what days of the week are weekends in Dubai? You're covering your answer or so your neighbor does not see your answer.
I should know this. I actually don't know. I don't know. Sharon has to go first. I've written an answer anyway.
Okay, Sharon.
Let her see your answer.
I'm not going to touch it.
Friday and Saturday.
I literally say Friday and Saturday as well.
Your answer is wrong.
Because it's Saturday and Sunday. Because they cancelled Friday.
They changed it, but I wasn't sure.
I knew it. Today.
I knew it.
I know, question. But... I know, but I was just like, oh.
I know, but, maybe, I know, but.
Maybe Tammy's sauce is not up to
this. Know, but, I know, but. Next question.
Yeah.
What is the official language in Dubai?
Official language.
What does official language actually mean?
So, like the language of the country or the city. What is the official?
What I put is definitely wrong.
When you okay?
Okay.
Put two answers.
One answer.
Ready?
Beatrice. Sharon.
I put Arabic as well.
Beatrice put Arabic. Correct.
Cool. Oh, we don't know. We're not that bad. You actually know this place a little bit. You know what I mean?
Bloody hope so, mate. We've been there like 12 times.
Question 5. In the Dubai Miracle Garden, how many flowers does it contain?
Many flowers.
Think of the Dubai.
Individual types of flower.
How many?
Like type of flower.
Is it 10 flowers or is it 15 flowers? How many flowers are in?
Are you understanding my question?
What are you asking?
Type of flower, like, oh, we have roses here, lilies here, that's 2. Or we have 10 roses there and 15 lilies, that's 25.
As in one flower here, another flower there, another flower there. Not different types of flowers.
Okay. Cool.
How many flowers?
How many flowers?
She's confused you. Basically, she's asking like, would you say that rose is one type of flower? But if there's 50 roses, that means that there's 50 flowers.
So which one is the answer?
50 flowers, 50 roses.
Oh, okay. No, I was doing the other way.
You were doing the other way. That's what I was asking. But that's fine.
What's the other way? I don't understand.
Just like types.
No, not types.
Yeah, how no, many she knows now, flowers? But she's saying that she was doing it that way before.
How many flowers are mm-hmm. in the
Dubai Miracle Garden? Just think of Dubai. Think how extra it is. How many flowers?
Can't give her anything.
Five, four, three, two, one. Beatrice, what's your answer? Beatrice put 100K. Sharon, what's your answer?
I put 50K.
Both wrong. 50 million flowers.
I knew it wasn't a million.
I told you to think about how extra Dubai is.
It's so much. But I wasn't sure if
is
there
was green.
Just
the
green
Dubai airport.
It's true, man. Sorry, man.
I've actually never been there.
Me neither.
I've seen it though.
Yeah, same. No, I've only seen it.
Okay, cool. Question 6. How many shopping malls are there in Dubai?
Ooh, we can't
how
do that.
How many shopping malls? But what about Uncle down the road that has a
shopping
mall?
She
didn't
mall.
Say market.
I didn't say
yeah, but he might have a little shop.
I said mall. These people think that they're smart.
Boy. I'm going to do what I know.
That's I actually don't know what the answer is. I can't even lie. I know when I change this, it's going to piss me off. Okay, hold on.
You guys ready?
No, hold on. Cool. Yeah, Sharon, go first.
Sharon, what's your answer?
3.
Mitchell, what's your answer?
Oh, wow. Yeah, we're definitely wrong.
What is it?
There's 65 shopping malls.
Name them.
What do you mean name
malls?
Them? There's 65 shopping malls. Not just the ones that you've been to. I said
no,
shopping
I know,
malls.
But I'm just trying to think of the regions. That, like,
yeah, I'm like, which ones were you thinking? I was thinking Emirates one, Deira, obviously
yeah,
Dubai Mall.
Yeah.
Then what's the fourth one?
I don't know. There's one that's like near the Palmish.
There's 65, Sha. Shopping malls.
Near the Palmish. Hmm.
Need to see those listed.
Question 7. Dubai summers can get very hot. What is the highest temperature that has ever been recorded in Celsius?
I actually do not know this, but I'm going to guess.
These are good questions, aren't they?
Yeah. Can we give a range?
Okay, can you say like the closest to, like let's say like 2 degrees or whatever it is?
Cause... Okay, I'll let you have the point if you have it one either side. So 1 degree.
Oh, plus or minus one.
Yeah, okay. Plus or minus 1 degree. One sec. We ready? One sec.
I feel like I've gone too low, but yeah.
Sharon, what's your answer? Oh, Beatrice, what's your answer? Say it.
46.
Sharon, what's your answer?
52.
Both wrong. 49 degrees Celsius.
Damn.
Just about.
I knew that I hadn't gone. I knew that I hadn't gone over 50.
No, I knew it hadn't gone over.
I put 50 first. Damn it! Damn. Did you say it was 51?
49.
Sorry, 49. And I got that.
Question 8. The Burj Al Arab is described as what? When you think of Burj Al Arab, what do you think of?
Like, as in what it's called, like what people refer it to,
mm-hmm.
refer it as. Oh, crap.
Very monumental building.
No, I know it. Yeah, but we know it, but I'm trying to think about what people call it.
When you think of that, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Atkins. Since they designed it.
The first thing that comes to your mind?
The Burj Al Arab.
Is it a saying or?
When people say the Burj Al Arab, the next thing that they say after it, what do they say it is?
Alhamdulillah.
This is going to really annoy me because I have, it's literally escaped my mind.
I don't even feel like it escaped my mind. I feel like I've never, I just don't know it.
Okay, 5. Just write something. 4, 3, 2, 1. Let me give you guys a bit more time. Let me say the question again.
Okay.
The Burj Al Arab is best described as what? Okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Sharon, what's your answer?
The Burj.
Bitches, what's your answer?
I was going to say the heart of something.
What is it?
Guys, do not. If I see you step foot in, that's not Dubai.
What is it?
7-star hotel.
Oh, sorry. Is that what you meant?
Yes.
Oh,
sorry, I didn't. I wasn't even thinking about that.
No,
yeah.
I said the Burj Al Arab.
Yeah. You should say what is that best known for, what or something.
Yeah.
Best described as what?
I was even thinking about the curvature of the building.
No, no, no. Do you know why? It's because no place can actually get 7 stars.
Mm.
But it was described. It was someone in the UK, like the UK press or whatever, described it as 7 stars. That's how good it is.
Mm.
But that's what it's known for, being 7 stars.
No, I knew that, but I don't know. I just didn't think about the way you phrased it. But care enough, we got around.
Okay, question 9. We're nearly at the end. Got 2 questions left. How many hotels/resorts are located? This is a 2-part question. How many hotels and resorts are located on the Palm Jumeirah? For a bonus point, give me one name of a hotel on the Palm.
Oh, feck. What's the one that we stayed at?
Come on now. There's so many.
Yep.
So you have to think about how many there are and then give me an example of one.
One sec. Don't make any noise. One sec, Tavi. I need to think about something. What's the first question? How many?
How many hotels/resorts are they located on the Palm Jumeirah? For a bonus point, give me one name of a hotel.
I haven't got the exact number, but yeah.
I'll give you one either or, kind one. Of like this. Okay, okay, let me give you two either or.
Thank you.
So up or low?
Mm-hmm.
Beatrice, what do you have?
Have you got an answer written down?
Yeah.
Oh. So I've put the hotel, the Waldorf Astoria, Palm Jumeirah, uh-huh. and I put 40.
Sharon, what do you have?
I put 70 and I put the Burj Al Arab. Is that on the point? I
can't remember. No, it's not.
Oh. It's not. The answer is 26.
Oh. But do I get them? My
yeah,
point?
You get a
Thank
point
you.
For. The Burj Al Arab. I don't think that's on the Palm.
Is
no.
it by the marina? Where is it?
It's not on the Palm.
No, it's the what's the it's gonna piss me off.
Downtown. It's not downtown.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. It's not.
It's by the water.
It's not. It's by the water.
Isn't it on one of the Palm?
Yeah, but I don't know if it's Palm Jumeirah. I need to search. I could be wrong, Chair. Us all searching now. It could be
because the reason I remember it is because of
where we went, where we jet, skiing.
Went jet skiing.
Yeah.
No, it's on the Jumeirah Beach.
That's what I knew. Yeah, it's not the
Palm. It wasn't on the Palm. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Last question.
Mm.
A very big hotel on the Palm Jumeirah opened last year.
Oh.
What was the name of this hotel? That's the first part of the question.
Done.
Oh my gosh, I had dinner there.
She knows it. Next one.
At this said opening of this hotel, there was a special guest who performed. Who was it? Can you hold on? Have we even?
I want to lock in my answer because I got it right.
But you have to give me the full name.
Of what?
The hotel.
Oh, come on.
Because, yeah. You can't just give me the first bit. You have to give me the whole thing.
I can't remember the name of the... I know it has... Can I phone my Instagram? Can I check my last post?
Oh my God, now it's going to piss me off in my head.
The full name. I don't want any first name or anything.
I can't remember, Chair. It is one.
Okay, five.
Hold on, wait. Let me go back to writing the other things. At least I can get some point. But hold on. Hold on.
I'll give you a clue. There's two of these.
Yeah, we
yeah,
motels.
I know.
But what's the full
I know that
name?
One. I just can't remember.
This podcast needs to come to an end. So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Sharon, what's your answer?
I can't remember the full name of the hotel, but something Atlantis, yeah. And then the artist was Beyonce.
Beatrice.
I don't know the name. I said Atlantis, the only. The
what? The only, one and only.
The one and something.
Atlantis, the only. Let me actually check my Instagram.
And then Beyonce.
Beyonce. The answer is Atlantis, the Royale.
Yes. The Royale, that's what I knew.
Atlantis, the Royale.
You both got a point for Beyonce.
Okay.
Oh, this is very, very shocking. Oh. The Dubai connoisseurs flying in, flying out, high flyers, skyscrapers,
Emirates ambassador.
They know them by name at the desk.
Yes, Awania.
Sharon got no. 3 out of 15.
Hey, no but GCSE,
no A level.
I will end up in Dubai.
But the winner of today's game of how well do you know is Beatrice with Ooh. 5 points out of 15.
Doesn't matter, baby. You always win on the top.
What was I
going to
say? Oh, yeah, but I got 3 out of 15, but I still got a whole itinerary, Sha. I still got a whole itinerary.
Oh, yeah, she does. She does.
Have I sent it to you?
No.
Is it still relevant?
Yeah.
In terms of the
date
you put?
Not the dates for like flights and stuff.
No, the days like, of like when
Ramadan is and stuff.
No, the one where you obviously know like certain beach clubs give you certain access for.
Oh yeah, no, I haven't updated all of that as of like this year.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to update it a little bit when I got back because ICE2 was asking for it. Well, my mate was asking for it. But yeah, anyway, Sha,
So obviously I don't really know much about him, where things are. My geography is off anyway. I barely know where I lived, yeah.
Literally.
But yeah, that was a good game.
Yes,
thank you for that. That was fun.
The game was a surprise. I didn't tell them what was going on, but that was the game of how well do you know. And yes. I have been your game master, Tammy Montero. On all platforms.
I'm
but yeah, that is the final thing on today's episode. We hope you guys enjoy today's episode. Make sure you are subscribed to our YouTube channel. We are almost at 70,000 subscribers. We might have already hit it. I don't know. Maybe with this video alone, we just sparked to 70K. Thank you. Congratulations to us. But make sure, like I said, subscribe to our YouTube channel, but also make sure you have got that notification bell turned on. So anything we post about, whether it's in communities or a brand new episode or shorts, you know about it because we've posted it. And make sure you are following us across all of our social media platforms. That is Snapchat. That is TikTok. That is Twitter/X. And that is also Instagram. Make sure you are following us on all those platforms. And all of the links to those will be below. Like I said before, if you are listening on Spotify, if you are listening on Apple Podcasts, make sure you are giving us a what?
5-star rating.
Ha. For people that were winning game, they didn't sound too optimistic. But yeah, make sure you're leaving us a 5-star review. Not 4, 3, 2, 1, but 5 stars. And also, if you are on Spotify, please make sure you are answering the poll. Please, the Spotify poll is low, but the numbers are high. So please, let's get that round up. Thank you. We like a nice round number. 3 digits. That's what we like. And also, lastly, I know you guys are tired of hearing my voice. Lastly, please make sure you are answering the question on Spotify. What did you think about this episode? This is not just for singing our praises, but it's also to give us feedback. We take feedback very, very
seriously here at
Uncut Podcast. So make sure you're leaving us a review. What did you like? What didn't you like? Any improvements? Any topics that you want us to discuss? Anything like that? Make sure you have written that in the box. And another thing, if you want to send us a dilemma, please use the email that is in our description box. Please email us your dilemma so we can answer them. But please, if you're on Patreon, please remember that those people on Patreon, they get early access and we will read out your dilemmas before we read out the general pop. Yeah. But I think that's everything. Anything
else? Yeah, man, guys, remember to catch us at the live show, guys. Yes. That tickets are out now. For our Patreon people, and they'll be out on Wednesday of this week. For the rest of you guys, we're looking forward to seeing you guys in London in the
Islington Assembly Hall.
Thank you very much. And that's on the 21st of May at 7 p.m. We can't wait to see you guys. And yeah, hope you've enjoyed this episode. Hope you've been enjoying the rebrand. Let us know how you're finding everything. We'll see you guys in our next one.
Bye. Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.